Hello. Would you like to start by telling us your name and who you work for? A little bit about what you do.
Yes, my name's Karen and I work for Riverbank Trust in Richmond. We support single, vulnerable young mums and their families.
Right, okay. And in what way do you support them exactly?
One of the key ways we support them is to really work with the isolation they often face. Some are living in temporary accommodation, others are newly moved into the area and setting up by themselves. And we help them walk alongside them in that journey when they face parenthood alone. There might be practical issues, but also emotional support.
Right, okay. So you have like a befriender?
Yeah, so we have volunteer befrienders that we support to work with a family. They will be there for to meet over a cup of coffee, to listen about concerns, sometimes help them with practical issues they need. It may be with a new baby that's coming into the family, or it may be kind of some support with a child at school. So we offer various support in that respect.
Right, okay. And so what about when the after the birth? I mean, are you there from right through the pregnancy up until after the birth?
We generally come to work with our mums at various stages. So some will have young children or perhaps school-age children. The younger mums, we have some drop-in mum and play groups. We invite them along to one of our groups held at our church in Richmond at Holy Trinity. We share a meal together, so we have lunch. There's then time to talk with the mums. The children have an opportunity to play. And befriends are often there just to kind of sit with them, talk with them, and just see how they're getting on.
Right, and how do the befrienders feel about their role? I mean, is it very challenging for them at times?
The role of a befriender is challenging because it's a long-term commitment, so they're not just there to support someone in an immediate crisis. The idea is that they will be with them to share often the positive things and good things that have happened in their lives, as well as at times when they have a real urgent issue which needs support. So they don't always have the answer, but the idea is they're there to listen and sometimes to be a role model or sometimes to accompany them to meetings, etc.
Sounds lovely. Thank you very much. And how would somebody go about getting in touch on some help?
The best way to get in touch with us is really through our website, and that's at riverbanktrust.org.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.